This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One step closer to a TikTok ban, a federal appeals panel upheld the law requiring TikTok to be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down.
TikTok says it will look to the Supreme Court. A big question is where President-elect Trump now stands. In his first term, Trump called for a ban on TikTok, and his incoming FCC chair has long advocated for that. But in this last campaign, Trump suggested he would save the app. The law upheld by the appeals court requires a sale by January 19th, allowing for a one-time presidential waiver based on active steps to divest.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The FBI says it's assisting New York police in this week's murder of UnitedHealthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. Police say the assassin hopped the bus out of New York after the killing. A source tells ABC News President-elect Trump called President Biden over the holiday to wish him happy Thanksgiving, their first chat since Trump visited the White House after winning the election. This is ABC News. A Just Say No proposal in Texas has Republicans in that state split. ABC's Jim Ryan tells the tale.
While a growing number of states legalize recreational marijuana, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made banning all consumable THC in Texas a legislative priority. Some of his fellow Republicans can't support that.
If it'll help a toothache, I'm for it.
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller favors expanding access to medical marijuana.
Anything that will relieve pain or suffering for somebody, we just need to open it up to everybody.
But the Lieutenant Governor is priming the legislature for a clampdown on THC. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Talk about a blast from the past. 20 years after The Simple Life, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have reunited for a new three-part special. In Paris and Nicole, the encore, they're putting on an opera. They also recreate some of their Simple Life moments and revisit Arkansas. The episode starts streaming on Peacock next week. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Chris Middleton is back. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks lineup for the first time this season. Middleton explained after first injuring his left ankle, then his right last season, if that's what led to the decision to have surgery on both ankles last summer.
Yeah, directly related to each one, yeah. The doctor told me, you know, what was going on, said, you know, you could play through it if you can in the playoffs. After I took some weeks off, just realized they weren't healing the way I thought they should. Realized just needed the cleanup process to get ready for this coming season.
The Bucks are in Boston to play the Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo celebrating his 30th birthday today. Former teammate Drew Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked.
Wish Giannis a happy 30th birthday.
Oh, is it? I have to tell him. He's getting old.
NFL, the Packers back in Green Bay after losing to the Lions in Detroit 34-31. The players have the weekend off. Next Sunday night, they play the Seahawks in Seattle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, Die, Dumbbells Die. That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folia Do drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 20s. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the mid-40s for a high. And a continued mostly sunny sky for Sunday. Temps continue to climb, a high in the upper 40s. It's 32 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. We will have two guests on the show today, though. In the second hour, we will have a full hour with Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. And in our third hour, Jacob Soboroff of NBC News is going to drop by for a few minutes to tell us about a documentary that's going to be running on MSNBC about the just absolute utter brutality of the Trump administration's child separation program the last time Trump was in office. You're going to find it fascinating. And I wanted to highlight this thing. I've watched the documentary. It's brilliant. So, a lot going on in the world today. The Forgotten Promise, how the Budapest Memorandum shaped Ukraine's nightmare. I'll get to that in a minute. And thanks to the idiots in the GOP, public school students in Ohio can now take classes in how to follow Satan. When will the followers of Thor and Zeus weigh in? And will we face another pandemic under Trump? And will it be disease X that is brewing in the Congo? We'll get to all those things in just a few minutes, actually. My opening rant today, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, is titled The Forgotten Promise, How the Budapest Memorandum Shaped Ukraine's Nightmare. It was 30 years ago yesterday, December 5th, 1994, the second year of the Bill Clinton administration, when the United States, Russia, and it was then Russia, by the way. The Soviet Union had fallen 3 years earlier. In fact, Boris Yeltsin was the president at the time. The United States, Russia, Great Britain got together and signed this, and Ukraine, of course, got together and signed this deal. And the deal was necessary because at the time, Ukraine, which most Americans have no idea, but Ukraine is actually physically the largest country in Europe. It's bigger than France, which is a pretty good size country. It's bigger than Germany, physically. It's about the size of maybe a little larger than Texas. And Ukraine was where Russia had put about a little more than a third of their total nuclear stockpile because they didn't want all those bombs on Russian territory. And so they put them all in Ukraine. And most of them were pointed at the United States, although they could have been pointed anywhere. It was enough atomic bombs to kill everybody in America three times over, or everybody in Europe three times over. It was just a massive cache of nuclear weapons that was in Ukraine. And the in fact, there were 2,000 SS-19 and SS-24 ICBMs. These were in the 400 to 550 kiloton range, 37 times larger than our bombs that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Each one of those bombs, and there was about 1,900 of them. The Ukrainian stash of nuclear weapons was six times the size of what China has today. So Ukraine could easily have prevented Russia from invading them simply by pointing their nukes at Russia and saying, yeah, make my day. But instead, they said, you know, we'd like to become a modern democracy. We'd like to join the rest of Europe. We want to start that process. And that means denuclearizing, getting rid of our nukes. And so the United States and Great Britain each kicked in $3 billion to pay for the cost of transporting these weapons to Russia. And Russia kicked in the cost of taking the weapons apart or, you know, repurposing them on Russian soil. And over the course of the next 2 years, 1995, 1996, all of the nuclear weapons in Ukraine, which at that time was the third largest stash of nuclear weapons in the world. It was the United States, Russia, Ukraine, where Ukraine was number three, the third largest stash of nuclear weapons in the world. All vanished from Ukraine, ended up in Russia. And in exchange for that, the United States, Russia, and Great Britain signed a document on December 5th, 1994, promising forever that Ukraine's borders would always be respected and that no country would invade Ukraine, and that if any country did invade Ukraine, that the United States, Great Britain, and Russia would go to Ukraine's aid. This is a binding document that was signed by President Bill Clinton on December 5th, 1994. 30 years ago, yesterday. And we can all see how that worked out. You know, obviously Putin decided, treaties, we don't need no stinking treaties. Technically, this wasn't a treaty, it was an agreement, but, you know, you get the point. And here we are. The anniversary was celebrated yesterday by Russia massing thousands of troops on Ukraine's southern border. They're getting ready for just an absolutely massive invasion. They're going to try and take Ukraine before Trump becomes president. This is, you know, last chance. So I just wanted to point that out. And if you want to share that with anybody, you can. It's free. You can find it over at HartmanReport.com. It's right up at the top of the page, the forgotten promise on the Budapest Memorandum shaped Ukraine's nightmare. I also posted it over at Daily Kos today. Although the title there, the headline is, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of what became a massive betrayal. So here we are. Meanwhile, thanks to Christians in Ohio, kids in Ohio can now take classes in, actually it's critical thinking skills, but they're being offered by the Satanic Temple, which has got a whole bunch of people really flipped out. Yes. So here's the deal. The Republicans in Ohio, the Republicans who control Ohio, passed a law saying that if students want to skip class and go to church, literally get in a bus and go to a church and receive instruction in Christianity, you know, for an hour or so, and then have the bus bring them back to school for the rest of the school day. If they want to do that, if their parents sign a permission slip, that's cool. The school doesn't pay for the bus. The church has to pay for the bus. But there's a bunch of mega churches. Now there's this organization called LifeWise Academy, which is kind of organized around this. And in fact, the LifeWise Academy is a pretty substantial operation. NBC News reported in April that LifeWise now has chapters in more than 300 schools in a dozen states, teaching 35,000 public school students, which is pretty amazing. So here you've got kids in Ohio saying, hey, I get get an hour off school and we get to go learn about Jesus. So in steps the Satanic Temple. These people are great. I'm thinking I need to add them to my Christmas donating list. because, in fact, we should probably get the Satanic Temple back on the program. We've had their founder on the program a couple of times, their Grand Poobah or whatever his title is. And what they're offering, along with, it's co-sponsored by the Reason Alliance, which is started by the same people who run the Satanic Temple. And they're offering students at Edgewood Elementary School in Marysville, Ohio, as part of the Marysville Exempted Village School District, a chance to enroll their kids in the Hailey Academy of Independent Learning, HAIL, H-A-I-L. And what they're going to be taught is critical thinking skills. And, you know, that sort of thing. And the true history of America, the First Amendment, and all that sort of thing. But because it's the Satanic Temple, the low-information Christians in Ohio are just hysterical. They're just absolutely hysterical, posting on social media, "I will fight with all I have. This is precisely why we should officially be a Christian nation." And, you know, BS like that. So God bless the Satanic Temple. You know, words 20 years ago I never thought would be coming out of my mouth, but it's incredible what they're doing. They're doing really good work. Meanwhile, there's a mystery flu-like disease that has killed a whole bunch of people in the Congo. Excuse me. At the same time that Bob Kennedy and Donald Trump are talking about cutting funding for vaccines, doing away with pandemic preparedness, and instead focusing all of our government's public health efforts on, excuse me, on diabetes and heart disease. Brilliant.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dr. Peter Hotez says there's 10 possible pandemic diseases on the horizon here in America. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever, you know, try diet and exercise as a way to get your cholesterol numbers down and then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, code TOM, super, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM. In 94,
the paper signed, a promise made to ease the mind, a deal of trust, a hopeful dawn, but now we see how it went wrong. Ukraine gave up its mighty shield, the power no nation dared to wield. For peace they traded fire for trust, now that promise lies in dust. Oh, the Budapest betrayal, a trust exchanged but hearts impaled. The world looked on and turned away, while children cried where bombs now lay. The Budapest betrayal, a shattered vow, a tragic tale.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking, well, I'll get to your calls in just a minute. Mystery-like flu disease X is being investigated. It's killed 79 people. There's different reports, actually. Some reports indicate more than 200 people have died in Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Nobody knows what this disease is. It might be a filovirus. It might be a, you know, one of these hemorrhagic diseases. It might be a coronavirus. It could be a the first real big incidence of a brand new flu, presumably a mutated bird flu. What we do know is that it's mostly killing young people, which is what the bird flu did back in 1918. It hit young people harder than it hit old people. And so nobody knows. Presumably within the next 48 hours, the world will know, because you've got some of the top virologists in the world have headed over to Congo, to Kinshasa, the capital of DRC, and where they're, you know, several, 40 some odd of these people died in the hospital. The thing that makes it seem that it's probably not flu is that people are experiencing and dying of severe anemia. So whatever this disease is, it's destroying red blood cells. And flu doesn't do that. So, and to the best of my knowledge, coronaviruses don't do that either. So this may well be an airborne
You know, it's possible that Ebola, for example, has now mutated and gone airborne. And if so, this is really bad news. Meanwhile, Dr. Peter Hotez, who, you know, was a regular on CNN and MSNBC and News Nation and whatnot for, you know, much of 2020 during the pandemic, kind of a go-to guy, warns that there are now 10 viruses floating around in the United States. Now, keep in mind, this is at the same time that Bob Kennedy and Donald Trump say we need to dial back on vaccines and vaccine research and pandemic preparations and all that sort of thing, and instead focus on the real diseases, heart disease and diabetes and obesity. So, but here's what Peter Hotez said. He said, we have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We know that these viruses are jumping from bats to people thousands of times a year. We know we have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the American Gulf Coast, where I am here in Texas. We're expecting dengue and possibly Zika virus coming back, or Oropouche virus. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Oropuche, and yellow fever. He says, and also we're experiencing right now as a result of the anti-vax hysteria that has been spread by people like Bob Kennedy since the pandemic. He said, we have a five-fold rise in pertussis cases. That's whooping cough, and it can kill children. In fact, children are dying of that right now in the United States. A 500% increase in pertussis cases, 15 different separate measles outbreaks in the United States this year. And we have polio that's been found in the wastewater in New York State. And meanwhile, Bob Kennedy has all, I'm reading now from this piece by Luke Andrews in the Daily Mail. Kennedy has already vowed to slash research spending on infectious diseases and instead reapportion the funds to solving the nation's chronic disease epidemic with rising cases of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Right. Just wonderful. Just wonderful. At the time that we've got, I mean, part of this has to do with 6 billion people on planet Earth, right? Or 7 billion people, I guess we're up to now. And as a result of our ongoing population explosion, you know, there was only 1 billion people on planet Earth in 1800 when Jefferson was elected president. That was when we hit our first billion. We hit our second billion in like 1930, I think it was. You know, say, and now we're at 7 billion. And the world was well populated when Franklin Roosevelt became president. So at the time that we're seeing these infectious diseases now popping up, jumping from animals to humans and all that kind of thing, we now apparently are going to get a government that says, eh, infectious diseases, no big deal. In fact, Trump's proposal for the head of the FDA is a guy who believes in herd immunity. Yeah, let's all get
You're
sick.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. And just a reminder, the second hour of the program is going to be Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
At Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
It's beginning to look a lot like fascism everywhere you go. Take a look at the laws they pass banning books in mass and soaking fear of those they don't control. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, cops with riot gear. But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free year by year. A gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan they cheer. While the rich take it all, they'll make your wages fall, so only their power's clear. And every pundit on their screen says, freedom's not welcome here. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, propaganda's king. Telling you who you shouldn't trust and who to blame is just their favorite thing. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls today, Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Gosh, Tom, after listening to that, that was really good. It's something like back from the old 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
And the melody. If I'm about ready to fire for a vodka martini or Manhattan here.
There you go. and smoke a cigarette.
So yeah, there you go.
Like Dean Martin. Yeah. So what's on your mind, Steve?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to just make a couple quick comments here. Number one, we should be really ashamed of ourselves for abandoning the Ukraine and the Budapest Memorandum. That's just horrible.
It was a huge failure by the Obama administration. He should not have allowed Russia to do that.
No, 100% agreed. And also, I'm very concerned with this new administration. Everything you mentioned, the possible pandemics coming on and the stuff in the Congo and also back in Asia and China there. We better get our vaccines. I'm trying to get my wife to get her pneumonia vaccine because I've had all mine and COVID shots and everything. So, because you never know what's coming down here, just try to protect yourself. But I wanted to speak about Wendell Potter and the shooting and stuff. I spent about 15 to 20 years in the medical claims examiner industry, paying claims and stuff like that. And it was nothing like that back in the day. Of course, I worked for a couple of self-insured companies, and one was a workers' comp. None of this nonsense of denying 39% of claims ever went on. Nothing to that degree.
Yeah.
You know, cosmetic procedures were and stuff like that. Obviously. But, you know, I'd love to hear what Wendell Potter's thoughts are, you know, the former insurance executive turned whistleblower.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what his thoughts are. And I don't blame anybody. Oh, also, I didn't see Sue's Daily Stack in my email last night because I was looking for that one article about that poor person who went bankruptcy and went to jail. I don't know what happened there. Maybe I missed.
Well, Sue's Daily Stack, if you didn't get an email, number one, check your spam folder. Because it did go out last night. And number two, okay. You can always find it posted online at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. And I didn't look. I don't know that that article is in there, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't. Sue is really diligent, and she catches pretty much everything. So, yeah.
Sure. It's great. Your emails are great. Sue's Daily Stack is great. It has so much detail in it. And I'm glad you had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a good weekend. And that's all. I'd love to see Wendell back on and see what he's got to say. I don't blame
Wendell.
Wendell
has his own Substack newsletter. And if you go over to Substack.com and just, you know, there's a little search box, you just plug in Wendell Potter and his newsletter will pop right up. You can subscribe to it. It's free, just like pretty much all Substack newsletters. And it only comes out every, you know, week or two. I mean, he doesn't post all that frequently, but it's always really good content when he does. And he did post something yesterday or the day before, as I recall, about United Healthcare. But boy, it's just amazing looking at social media. One of the posts I saw this morning, you know, I will mourn one man's death when I when I finish mourning 1 million people in America who have died as a result of the last decade of for-profit health insurance. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff, those sentiments. Americans are pissed. Now is a good time to start talking about Medicare for All, in my opinion. Steve, thanks for the call.
Without a doubt.
Yep, good talking to you. Thank you. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom.
Back at you, CC.
By the way, I gave my donation to free speech as you requested. I considered that because I got ran out to church a couple of years ago, so I'll just give my donation to free speech as recommended.
Thank you, CC.
My point's... I want to follow up on Mark Pocan. I asked him a question Wednesday about the surveys. I just happen to have one of the surveys, Tom, that I never sent back. And he's right. It's on here, but I got this from my representative. And like I said, they dictate in the surveys what the answer is, so to speak.
Survey are you talking about, CC? I'm sorry, I don't recall the conversation.
Let me remind you. I asked Mark Pocan about rape and how rape is not an issue, and he cited a survey that the Democrats sent out, and rape wasn't on the top three.
Okay.
And he's got a point, because I'm looking at a survey I got from a Democrat, and I did not mark women's health and rights, but I didn't know that included rape. I mean, you know, but of course it would. But and by the way, I was marking this survey as a local survey, and I did take crime, education, and immigration as the top three, but I was thinking local. But anyway, on another point, Tom, moving on, Spoonamore, you've been given that pushback, and I read his updated report, and he did not back down per se. He backed down from the bullet point, maybe, but he still holds the same premise. So, and when I'm waiting on Greg Powell to come on, I hope you can get all three of you guys because look like to me, you didn't give Spoonamore the pushback that you give him when he's not off air, but hopefully all three of you guys can get online. We can have a good discussion on your show one day when Greg Palas gets the information.
The problem is that more and more of these states are basically hiding the information. This is what I'm hearing from both Greg and from Steve Spoonamore, is that they're having just a hell of a challenge getting actual voting information from, in particular, states like Georgia, Texas, and Florida, where it looks like an awful lot of hanky-panky has been going on in Ohio.
And that's why Spoonamore needed Kamala Harris to do it, you know, to file a complaint. But she didn't. That's water under the bridge. But the last point, Tom, real quick. I think we're in this phase of psychological warfare with the assassination of, or the murder of the health executive. And what I'm seeing by that, the American people right now under Trump are in the psychological warfare, at least half of us that didn't vote for him. And so I hope this is not, we're not trending towards a violent terroristic type. That was a terroristic tactic to me. And I guarantee you every executive in the United States has concerns, and they should. Because, you know, as Malcolm X said, it's the ballot or the bullet. It's the ballot or the bullet. Yep. And so that was my point, Tom. If you can, pick any one of those, that was my point, just a survey. The bigger point I wanted to make is that the survey dictates the answers.
I see.
It's an old trick in the book.
Yeah, it is. Phrase the questions in ways that it would be stupid not to answer them the way that they want you to. I get it. I totally get it. CC, thanks for the call. I spot on. Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Something I have alluded to in previous calls before that I think is a perfect time to let the cat out of the bag. The first time I want to tell you, you remind me of Victor Laszlo in the movie Casablanca and the exchange between him and Humphrey Bogart. When
he gambling? Says, I'm shocked.
No,
is that
no,
what you're talking about?
No, I'm not. It was the exchange when he sat down with him. And he says, I congratulate you on your restaurant. And Bogart says, I congratulate you. And he says, for what? He says, for your work. And he says, well, thank you. I try. And Bogart says, we all try. You succeed. Tommy, if we all tried and succeeded half as much as you, we wouldn't be falling into a fascist abyss. But what I really called you for is what I just said I've alluded to in previous calls. what it does, what Trump thumbing his nose at the justice system does to people like me. And I mean like me, and here it goes, here's the spiel, ex-cons. Mm-hmm. I did 10 years in TDC for a bunch of trumped-up BS. It's what opened my eyes to the justice system and to reality, and it really changed my life completely. There's two me's. I don't want to say my name. There's two Richards. There's one before the nightmare and the one after.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter whether it was trumped-up crap or not that you went and did time for. The fact that you did time and this MF thumbs his nose at the justice system. What do you think? And going to let all these other criminals out for the insurrection. What it says to people like me that's actually done time. It's not about doing right or wrong. It's who you know and how much money you have.
Sadly.
And it's a shame. But just the people that have gone through the justice system and watched this guy do his grin and assume correctly, that he is above the law. If I ever hear somebody say again, nobody's above the law, I'm going to go into convulsions because it's obviously just not true.
Yeah.
But it is 30 years ago this December 20, I guess. Yeah. I didn't hear.
Sorry, Richard, you can't use language like that on the air, but yeah, I'll let you finish your story here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I took a plea bargain against my better judgment. He was an informant for Harris County deputy sheriffs, and so they bunch of trumped up. That's what they do. I'm going to this, and this. If we drop this, then
yeah, no, I've been there, done that. Yeah,
right. And so I did, and then a few months later, I got a 3-year deferred adjudication, and a few months later, I was in a car wreck, and this lady was killed, and she was the wife of a high ranking Harris County deputy sheriff. Vice president of Harris County Deputy Sheriff's Organization. So on paper, I look like a scumbag, but so I get that, you know. And so they revoked me and gave me the 10 years. I did 2 years and 2 weeks and 6 days locked up. But the silver lining was I had a best, just my employer at the time, my best friend now, and he and I used to argue all the time about what a racist I was. You know, being born and raised in Conroe in the 50s and 60s, that's my excuse.
Yeah.
But anyway, he says, now you know what it's like to be black, don't you? That's the old Richard, and now I'm the new Richard. But I've garnered something positive out of it, but the reason I was really
Richard, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
What a story, huh? It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise. since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
From all of us here on the Tom Hartman Program to all of you, happy holidays, and thanks for listening.
Up at the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman Show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman Show? He heard
about Trump. Well, I hope so. It's 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Just a reminder, Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be with us, Internet God's willing, for the entire next hour. Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
I don't know how I can follow that song. That's amazing.
What's up?
Okay. I actually want to recommend a TV series. Mm-hmm. It was a remake from 2009 of a show called V, stars Marina Baccarin, Laura Vandervoort, Morris Chestnut, and Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost. And the show basically follows the original series from the 1980s, but is more into its politics, the church, the media, and the naivete of the public.
It's really? V like as in V for Vendetta?
Today. I'm sorry?
Is this V like V for Vendetta?
Yes, it is.
Huh. Interesting.
And it's really interesting because I rewatched it recently, and you could see the parallels, how the main character is very Trump-like, except she's very charismatic, which Trump is not.
Well, I think actually Trump is, for his followers anyway. I mean, he doesn't appeal to me, but he's certainly, you know, more articulate than Joe Biden, which is a real tragedy because Joe Biden's been such a good president.
Well, I would if you saw the show, you would see what real charismatic leader would look like, and she's also very intelligent, which Trump is not.
So where were you watching this, Sean? Where can I find it?
Oh, I actually have it on DVD at home, but I'm sure you could find it online.
Yeah.
But It's 23 episodes over two seasons.
Interesting.
And it's highly recommended. It's really good.
I'll check it out this weekend. Sean, thank you for the heads up. I appreciate it. Dan in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Tom.
Morning.
If I may, I'm going to make your Friday here. Let me paint an image in your mind for just a moment. Do you remember the late comedian Foster Brooks?
I do. He played the drunk on the old Jackie Gleason show.
Yeah, he was a fantastic talent. Can you, in your mind, imagine Foster Brooks being Secretary of Defense calling a joint meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
Oh, would I love to see that, you know, as television.
We may very well get that.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Foster Brooks passed away a long, long time ago, but I think this is the thing that spooks the Republican senators who are going to be making this decision. You know, clearly Joni Ernst at the top of that list, probably more than anything else, is the chance that, you know, China could invade Taiwan or Russia could do something to Poland or whatever. And, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, a phone call comes in and the guy who's in charge of the nuclear, you know, the chain of command, the Secretary of Defense, is drunk. And, you know, they're willing to allow, you know, they don't have a problem with the rapists. You know, obviously you've got, you know, one in the White House, or you will have one in the White House in January. Drunks, you know, alcoholics, and I realize there's a slight difference between the two. They do have apparently a problem with that. That's a good one, Dan. Thank you for that. Yeah, and I haven't even thought of Foster Brooks in a lot of years, but he apparently was just a really, not just a brilliant actor, a very decent man too. I remember the obituaries when he died. Dan, thanks for that. Diane in Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, I was just wondering if you think Nikita Khrushchev finally won the Cold War in 2024?
I think we're getting damn close.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the quote right here, and he says, "We do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy you from within."
That's correct. That's correct.
And, so yeah. I think we're getting there. And the people in mainstream media do not realize that. And they're just all hair on fire with everything, and they can't figure it out.
I think some of them do realize it, but I just don't know. I'm increasingly, you know, when I'm looking for news on television, you know, when I want opinion, of course, I go to Free Speech TV. But when I'm looking for news, I've kind of in the mornings given up on MSNBC and even CNN. It's just so much pablum. I've been watching News Nation. At least they're doing a reasonable job of just kind of straight news. But, you know, and Dan Abrams is a reasonable guy.
I watch Stephanie Miller, you,
yeah,
and then Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's it.
That's some good opinion programming with a lot of news in it. And God bless you, Diane. Thank you. Good talking to you. I appreciate the call. Up next, Congressman Ro Khanna will be taking your calls for the hour. If you're still on hold, if you'd like to speak to Congressman Khanna, stay there. If not, hang up and I'll call back in an hour. And he's the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, a guy who really knows what he's doing and is very, very wired in. He's one of our real rising stars on the left. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
News from the center, WRCE.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.5.